Good to be with you this morning. It's Alex James with 11 minutes until we get to 10, and it's a Friday, so we get to catch up with one of our lovely vets, and that lovely vet today is Dr. Nikki Burns, who is a vet at Orange Vet Hospital. Dr. Burns, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, we're talking about horses today.
Yes.
But we're talking about horses and their necks?
Yes. So, choking horses, which you think choke, you're like, oh my God, they can't breathe.
Yeah.
But a little bit different in horses, they get an obstruction in their esophagus, usually feed material, and so they can still breathe, but they can't pass any water and they can't pass the food, so things get very distressing for the horse.
Okay, so because obviously I'm thinking when we choke, right, as you say, it goes down the windpipe usually, or it gets stuck at the windpipe?
Gets stuck, sort of at that airway, so at the airways, the top of the airways.
So, but with horses, that's not what happens?
No. When we talk about choking horses, it just means like a big, usually a big blob of hay that just is sticking the esophagus and then just won't go further down into the stomach.
Mm.
So when they go to drink water, it just sits there and then it comes back out their nose.
Oh, no.
And they can get a lot of mucus and saliva that then is coming back out their nose as well.
Fun.
So not comfortable for them.
No, not at all. And if they can't get water in, I imagine
they get dehydrated very quickly.
So how can you tell?
So usually the signs is quite often there'll be feed material at the nose, mucus at the nose. They can be stretching their neck out, restless, I suppose pawing at the ground, almost like a colic type symptom.
Okay, yeah. Because, I mean, going back to my days with horses, feet around the nose, you know, you've got some pretty greedy horses who just go absolutely nutso in their
and
feed bowl, right?
And that can be a big risk factor
there
too.
There you go, right. Yes. So it's a combination of the symptoms. And, I mean, is there anything we can do at home to
Certainly. And I think that we see more of this at the moment in wintertime because we probably are feeding hay out more often.
Yeah.
And also because we get such cold winters and quite often the troughs are frozen over, that they're not able to drink water as they normally would in other months. So I think some of the important things are is we can wet down their hay.
Oh, okay.
Those greedy horses sort of spread their hay out a little
bit.
And make sure they've got access to clean water that's palatable. So they're not always wanting to drink icy cold water. So maybe if we at least break the ice, maybe put some hot water in there to make it a little bit nicer temperature in the morning. And other things that we can do is make sure that they're up to date with their dental as well.
So dentistry
is a factor as well. If they're not able to chew their food properly, then they're more likely to get large pieces of ingesta that clog them up.
As you say, it's often feed. And I mean, what about your horses who tend to eat more barley or pellets? Is there still an issue there?
Not so much an issue with there. There's probably other issues involved with just feeding those that they can get a uncomfortable tummy. Sometimes they can get feet problems.
Mm.
It's probably more the hay treats like carrots and apples if we don't cut them up properly. If we try and give them a whole apple, that's a big risk factor of it getting stuck.
Obviously. Yeah, that makes sense. Which is a shame because it is fun to watch an animal pick up an apple, isn't it?
Yeah, and probably most times it's fine. Mm. You'll just get that odd one that it's not fine.
is it different types of hay? I mean, if we've got that really green lucerne, is it more likely to get stuck?
I think it's any sort of hay. I think probably if it's got more leaf, it probably wouldn't be getting stuck as much as if it's got quite a lot of fibrous material to it. But I think any hay you should be trying to wet down if you can.
Okay. Dr. Nikki Burns is with us from Orange Vet Hospital. We're talking about choking horses. So if you're equine inclined, then it's worth listening in on ABC Central West and Western Plains this morning with about 7 minutes until we get to 10. So are there different breeds of horse that are more likely to get choked?
I think any horse can
get
it, basically. I think there are some other scenarios, our larger breed horses that may have other esophageal problems that make them more prone.
Oh, okay.
So almost like what we call a mega esophagus type scenario where it can be a nerve problem. But generally, any horse.
Okay. And what about age groups? Because I guess if it's dentistry and teeth, I'm thinking older horses.
Yeah, I think you'd be very correct in that, is that probably your older horses are going to be more prone to getting that. And that's the important thing of getting an annual dental examination done. Those sort of horses that aren't chewing their food properly as well are more prone to getting colic.
Mm.
And we certainly have seen a rise in colic at the moment too.
Oh, really? There's a rise in colic. Is it because of the type of
I think
feed
it's
they're
the same sort of risk factor. Yes, the hay type scenario, the fact that they're not drinking as much as they normally would, because again, water troughs really cold,
Sure. So is it worth putting the water under cover or something as well?
Yeah, I mean, there's probably lots that you can do. Trying to prevent your troughs from freezing is a good idea.
Okay.
You know, those sort of things not always applicable in every situation, but ideally having it so that it's not freezing over.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I'm actually going to the farm this weekend and the particular horse I'm thinking of has, you know, like a bore, not a bore one, but an underground one in the middle of the paddock, right, that just is pumped in. You can't put that under cover, obviously.
Exactly. So. There's some things you just can't. But doing your best that, you know, going out, checking those water troughs, breaking the ice, if you can put some hot water on it, I think that's a really great idea.
Okay.
Mixing up some bit of, like when you're doing your feed, having a bit of warm water mixed in with some of your feed will make it more palatable for them as well. Particularly older horses that are a bit more sensitive to having really icy cold feed or water, to having it a bit warm is a bit nicer for them.
Yeah, okay. And so in terms of, let's say you do suspect that your horse has choke, is that the right way of saying that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So let's say you suspect the horse does have choke. What are the treatment options?
Yeah, so most of the time it may pass by themselves if they just relax, but sometimes we need to give them some sedation and that'll be enough just to make everything relax and just the ingested to flow down. Sometimes we need to pass a stomach tube and basically try to lavage the feed material out.
Like pull it out?
Yeah, okay. So like just flush water back and forth to loosen it up and have it to come out through the tube, or at least thin it out so it then goes down into the stomach. And in that respect, if they're that obstructed, quite often we'll then give them some oral fluids via that stomach tube as well. Not many need antibiotics. Depends how long they've been choked, basically. So if it's been an extended length of time, they can, what we call, aspirate some of the food material. So then they can get pneumonia and we put them on antibiotics for that.
Right. And then obviously the dehydration as well.
Yeah, so we've got to correct that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, it sounds, I don't know, I don't want at all to encourage people to leave it long, but is there, I don't know, is it the case where if it goes on for three or more days and nothing's changed, then you've already kind of passed the...
I think you want to get onto it as soon as you sort of see it. Okay. The sooner you can alleviate that obstruction, the better. Sometimes when people just float their horses in, that'll be enough for it to go down.
Oh, really?
So I think any time that you see...
Great.
Yes. Yeah.
So put it in the float.
Put
and
it
that
on
might...
the float and take it for a ride. I think getting onto it sooner rather than later, because the longer that it's there, you're going to end up with permanent damage, which is really poor prognosis for the horse. Dehydration, it's going to be harder to shift it. So I think as soon as you see it, contacting your vet for, you know, information about it and recommendations, most likely we need to either see it on farm or float it into the clinic.
Okay. This might sound silly, but I've never heard of this before, so I've just got so many questions. But I should mention it's 3 minutes away from 10, and we're with Dr. Nikki Burns from Orange Vet Hospital. We're talking about choke and horses. If you've got questions on this, 0467 922 684. I certainly have plenty. So lucky you, Nikki. Is there certain types of bits that mean that they, you know, if you know you're standing at a competition and you give your horse a little bit of, I don't know, an apple or a bit of grass, are there certain type of bits that encourage choke?
I wouldn't say that. I think it's just sort of not ideal to be feeding when they've got a bit in their mouth. Same as if it's not ideal to feed horses straight after if they've had a sedation for anything. If the vet's been out or you've had a dental just done, if they're heavily sedated, don't let them have food straight away because everything's relaxed and loose and they're going to chew properly. So that's a big risk factor. So definitely don't do that.
And if you've ever seen a horse try to chew while sedated,
yes.
Their mouth doesn't close properly,
no.
Poor thing. You said that there is the risk of permanent damage. What's the permanent damage that could happen?
So perforation, so rupture of the esophagus is really bad. The esophagus doesn't take kindly to having a lot of insult to it because when it heals, you can get a stricture, so a narrowing of that. So then that makes them more at risk of getting that in the future. So, and again, like if it's stuck there, then you're going to get like pressure necrosis. So
pressure necrosis,
you know, basically dead tissue from not getting proper blood supply in that area.
Right.
So they're rare cases,
yes,
but
of
that's
course.
Severe cases. And that can definitely happen if it's left untreated.
If you suspect that there is something stuck, I imagine that my first thought would be, oh my gosh, maybe I can massage it out. Would that help at all or make it worse?
I don't think so. I think just keeping them calm and, you know, potentially even just a light walk may help.
Okay.
Certainly if you go and offer food or water, that's not going to help. Yeah, okay. I think it's just keeping them relaxed because they can get very stressed.
Yeah, understandably.
And talking to someone.
Yeah, okay, fantastic. Dr. Burns, thank you as always for coming in.
No, thank you very much.
Appreciate it. That's Dr. Nikki Burns there from Orange Vet Hospital having a bit of a chat with us this morning about choke in horses.